Let's bring in our next guest. He is with the enemy, Seattle Kraken play-by-play voice, Everett Fitzhugh. Thanks for this, Everett. How are you?
Hey, fellas. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. How's everyone doing?
We're doing all right, man. It's raining, so it's that time of year. But it's also hockey season, so
yeah.
It's a new thing for Seattle, the hockey season part of it. How is the buzz down there in the lead up to this game right now?
The lead up to this game has been going on since December of 2018, when the NHL awarded us the franchise here in Seattle. The buzz is phenomenal. I mean, this entire community, the city, the region as a whole is so excited and so ready for this game tomorrow. We had so many fans making the trip down to Vegas for our first game to kick off the season, and it's only going to continue tomorrow. We've got our opening concert tonight. Coldplay is going to go on stage here in about 3 hours or so. So it's just a whole week-long event leading up to the culmination against Vancouver tomorrow night.
Well, and from what we can gather, just looking at it from the outside, looking in, the fans are really engaged on this, right? And there's a real earnest effort by a lot of fans to really understand the game and get behind this team. And I don't get the sense that, you know, these fans are just going to show up for a few games and then go on doing everything else they did. From what I can gather from our perch here up in Vancouver, there's a real earnest effort by these fans to get to know hockey, isn't there?
Absolutely. You know, this is not an illiterate hockey town. I mean, obviously, you've got two Western Hockey League teams on either side of the city. You've got five Western Hockey League teams within 3.5-4 hours drive of the city. Obviously, you've had the Canucks north of the city for over 40 years. So there are hockey fans here. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Like, this is a literate hockey town. So the people here are not only excited for the NHL, for something new, something shiny, but they're excited for hockey to come back in this city. So in talking to people in the community and talking to season ticket members and our partners on the corporate level, they all are really excited for hockey. There's so many transplants here. I've heard so many stories about people. This one guy that I met, I think he was in his mid-60s, and he moved to Seattle about 20, 25 years ago for work. He's a huge Bruins fan, would go up to Vancouver every year when the Bruins came to town, went to every single game of that Stanley Cup final series up in Vancouver. And he said, when I found out that I'm getting my own NHL team back here in Seattle, I was moved to tears. So there are so many people here who are excited for this team, who are excited for hockey to come to Seattle. And of course, you're going to have the novice fans and the casual fans, but there is a very passionate fan base here. And what we've seen with the Seahawks and the Sounders and the Storm, you're going to see that with the Kraken here as well.
And those fans are going to have a chance to check out hockey in a $1 billion facility in Climate Pledge Arena. It's an expensive ticket, but you know it's a new arena with an old soul, right? The old Key Arena roof is on there, and the Seattle Center Coliseum. So, you know, have you had a chance to go through? What does it look like?
I actually went in there for the first time yesterday. The last time that I was in the building was back in July. So they were still framing and building and soldering and what have you. So I went into the actual complete arena for the first time yesterday. My mind was blown. I walked around our suite level. I walked around the concourse level. I didn't get to go back into the team facilities, but I did see some videos that were put out today by our social team, and those look remarkable. Obviously, I had to go and see the press box. I had yet seen the press perch for the broadcast crew, and this is going to be the best broadcast position in the National Hockey League, I think, bar none. So this building is an amazing building. Obviously, you've got so many different features that you don't see any other place in terms of sustainability, in terms of locally sourcing food, in terms of the options that you have from a luxury level, but also there are areas and there are tickets that are available to you and me, right? The normal blue-collar folks. So this isn't a building in which we're trying to price people out, and this is only going to be for the rich and famous. This is a place that we see as a community pillar. Any and everybody can and should, and we hope will, take in an event, a concert, a game, whatever the case may be, at our building. It's going to be a remarkable night tomorrow, and moving forward, this building is going to be the gem of this city for years to come.
Everett Fitzhugh, play-by-play voice for the Seattle Kraken, joining us. Canucks and Kraken tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. And you can hear it here on Sportsnet 650 in Vancouver. So everything looks great. Everything's setting up well. City's buzzed. Team's off to a bit of a tough start. How do you feel about the way they've played through five games?
You know, there's no panic around here. And I think with the exception of the Philadelphia game, this team could have won every game they played and minimally picked up a couple of more points in overtime. I think Mark Giordano said it best earlier in the week. Our captain, he was talking to the media, and he said that, you know, there is so many players, every player in that locker room, our coaches, our staff, care. And there is no lack of caring. There is no lack of excitement and understanding of just how important this moment is in terms of being in a new franchise, opening a new building. You know, you're the 32nd team in the NHL, and for a lot of people feel that this is going to be the last expansion team, at least in our lifetime. So there is no shortage of caring in that locker room. And maybe guys care a little bit too much, and they're afraid to make mistakes. Maybe they're gripping their sticks a bit too tight, whatever the case may be. I think Dave Hakstol is happy in terms of the effort that's been given. I think, again, outside of that game against Philadelphia, a lot of things have been going right for this team. They just haven't been getting the results. And I think we saw that against Jersey the other day when you bring back Yanni Gourde and Joey Decord. Yanni Gourde is back a month ahead of schedule. He was probably the best player on the ice, and he really showed his skill set. He did everything in that game except for scoring a goal. Unfortunately, Chris Drieger wasn't available for that game, so you call up Joey Decord. He gets to the building 5-5-15, and he goes out there and plays a pretty good game as well in just his ninth or tenth NHL career game. So this is a team that is not panicking, and I went to practice yesterday after the off day on Wednesday, and I think you would expect a little bit of melancholy. You would expect guys being, you know, serious and stern, and it was the complete opposite. It was a very jovial atmosphere. Guys were laughing and smiling and joking around, and they understand the position that they're in, but they're also not going to overreact. You know, you're 1-3-1 to start this season. You've got a lot of hockey left to be played. You've got a 4-game homestand coming up. You've got some winnable games coming up in the next 4 to 6 weeks. You have an opportunity to put this start behind you. So there's no panic in the locker room. I think for the most part, everyone's happy with the way the games have been played. A few tweaks here or there. Do you put the lines in a blender a little bit, maybe move some guys up, move some guys down? A few small tweaks here or there, I think, mean the difference between a 1-3-1 start and a 2-2-1 start, or 3-1-1 start, whatever the case may be.
Is it maybe overstating things, or is it fair to say that if the goaltending was in form, and hey, it's early in the season with Grubauer, that perhaps they would have some different results?
You know, I don't think it's fair to put it all on goaltending. You know, Grubauer has shown why he's the reigning Vezina Trophy finalist. You know, he is still the best goalie on the ice in practice. We saw Chris Drieger a lot in preseason, struggled a bit in preseason, but hey, it's preseason for everyone for a reason. And now, obviously, getting off to this start, you know, wasn't available the other day as they're still monitoring his situation. But I wouldn't say, you know, if Grubauer had made a couple of more saves, or if Grubauer played better, or whatever that may be, I think it's a full team effort. And I know that's the ultimate hockey cliche, but there were other areas that, you know, Coach Hakstol and the team felt needed improvement. So I don't think it would be fair to put everything on Phil Grubauer's shoulders. But I do think that there are areas that, you know, that have been addressed and that will continue to be addressed and moving forward.
Looking at individual efforts, you know, across the skaters as well, there's a name that Canucks fans will always circle back and have a look at, and that's Jared McCann, player that this fan base knows quite well. Started off here as a 19-year-old, five games, 5 points. He's had a couple of teams in between before getting to Seattle. But, you know, talking to him, getting a sense of who he is now, do you feel like that maturity and just knowing what it takes to succeed in the NHL is there now? Because every time I hear clips with him or see his quotes, it feels like he kind of gets it now.
Absolutely. And he has emerged as one of this team's leaders on the ice, in the locker room from day one. A lot of pressure, I think, was put on him by fans, by people in the media, as a guy, along with Jaden Schwartz, along with Jordan Eberle. The number one question with this team, where's the offense going to come from? And Jared McCann found his name in the middle of that conversation. And I think that a lot of other players maybe would have wilted under the pressure. They would have gone into a little bit of a ball. But he has, I think, embraced that and has gone out and has played more of a freer game, a more loose game, if you will. And I think he's leading and showing a lot of folks on this team that, hey, you know, we're doing something special here. So I think you're bang on in saying that he has matured. And that goes for a lot of other people on the roster as well. I think when you find yourself in this situation, you can't help but grow up. And we've seen a lot of players on the roster, Jordan Eberle over the years, Brandon Tanev over the years, have become more and more leaders. Well, now you're seeing them finally step up and saying, you know what? We're not going to put this all on Mark Giordano. We're going to take this upon ourselves as a leadership core, as a full team. We're going to lead each other every single day, and I think Jared McCann's right in the middle of that.
Everett, we're jealous we won't be there to enjoy the game tomorrow night, but hopefully in future. Enjoy it, and we'll talk soon.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you so much. Looking forward to that first game up in Vancouver and bringing the rival north of the border.